over the past week, I had a chance to talk to a practicing teacher from the Vancouver district who currently teaches science and tech. So I basically wanted to know how classes differ now with COVID-19 as compared to before. And he told me that what he does is he takes much more precaution than before. First thing he does is he gets his students to sanitize their hands right when they enter the classroom. One thing he can't do is he can't make mandatory masks required in the class, but they have to wear masks once they leave the class and they go through a shift change, a block change basically. He has about two classes per semester that he teaches, and 2 weeks are in person, 2 weeks of this class are online. And what he tries to do himself is he tries to teach the harder concepts in person, so the students have questions, they have the chance to learn it, and then the easier material online. And if they have any questions, they can ask it online, and worksheets, I guess, all it's mostly all online. He also gives the students like a few days to get themselves prepared, to ask questions, to get in the routine of things and how everything works online as well. He was talking about how classes now are 1 hour and 45 minutes long as compared to the other ones before where it used to be shorter. So also I wanted to move away from that and kind of figure out how he keeps a classroom in check. And what he told me was he takes a variety of steps. So on the first day of class, he makes sure to explain all the rules. He lets them know what his expectations are of them by going through a syllabus and reading it and having them go along through it. He basically establishes the rules on the first day of class so they know exactly what to expect and what the consequences are and what he requires of them as students throughout the semester. I learned that the best way to avoid conflicts in your classroom is to have a mutual understanding of respect between you and your students. And in order to create that, you must create strong relationships with these students. This can be done by getting to know your students, getting to know what they like, what their preferences are, and just little things that you get to know about them, about their day, things that they enjoy doing, things that they dislike. And the students over time will appreciate that. They'll appreciate you wanting to take the time out to get to know them. And that over time will create a sense of respect where if you respect them, they'll respect you right back. If you ask your students politely to stop doing this, they won't do it. They might act differently in another teacher's class, but they'll act differently in your class. They'll act much more behaved, much more disciplined, and it'll really show when you create that strong relationship with those students. I learned that the district is trying to move away from giving students late marks, and that has exactly been the case during the pandemic, as teachers are becoming much more lenient since they know that about all the things that are going on during this pandemic. I learned that during this entire hiatus, the best way to have your students be on track and follow all the material that you're giving them is through constant communication. And this can be done through emails, through Zoom calls, or just like constant reminders, which the students will need to keep on track. I wanted to figure out if there was ever a moment where he wished he did something different during a class. And that would be when he didn't have a lesson plan made beforehand, or he underestimated his lesson plan and didn't plan enough. And then that's also always a good idea to write down notes after your lessons and reflect on what worked, what didn't work, so you know for next time and for the next class that you teach. These reflections allow you to make adjustments to better get to know your students and to differentiate learning, which was difficult for him, but he got to know more about it, got more familiar with it, and it became easier as he went along. I learned that formative assessment is absolutely crucial. This requires giving your students descriptive feedback, frequent feedback, and getting to know them through interviews, parent-teacher meetings. You could do exit slips just so students can reflect on their work. You could do peer evaluations, self-evaluations, so students take responsibility of their own learning. And learn the best way to take care of yourself so you don't burn out is to give yourself the weekends and have that be your own time and not to think about classes. You should use time on the weekdays to finish any marking, to do any lesson planning, and to do prep work before classes, which makes the week much easier for you, and you don't have to do as much planning on the weekends. The most important thing so you don't burn out is just to have the right attitude while you teach and be passionate about it and not just be in it for the money or just for the job, but to truly be passionate about what you teach and about helping kids succeed academically and becoming competent individuals. I learned that this pandemic provides students to learn a lot about inquiry-based learning and to ask questions so that they could take the time out right now to do some research on their own and take responsibility of their own learning. Most students have access to online platforms, to Google, to other search engines, which they could use to further investigate their questions and just to further their inquiry-based learning. This basically brings it to the end of my audio file. I learned a lot from talking to the teacher and little things that I could improve on when I become a teacher, when I start teaching in my own classroom or become a TOC. I'm going to take a lot of his advice and try to not make the same mistakes as he did. Overall, this interview just prepared me for what I'm going into and to get familiar with things during COVID and to try to stay in the loop a little bit more since I did not know exactly how schools were operating during this pandemic. Thank you for taking the time out to listen to this. Bye now.